This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump addresses last week's deadly shooting of protesters in Kenosha, Wisconsin. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
At a news conference late Monday, President Donald Trump appeared to defend Kyle Rittenhouse, the 17-year-old from Illinois charged with fatally shooting two protesters and wounding another in Kenosha, Wisconsin last week.
He was trying to get away from them, I guess, it looks like. And he fell, and then they very violently attacked him.
Trump continued.
I guess he was in very big trouble. He would have been, he probably would have been killed, but it's under investigation.
Trump is scheduled to visit Kenosha Tuesday. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Oregon State Police will patrol Portland's nightly protest with help from officers from neighboring communities seeking to tamp down on vandalism and the violence following the fatal shooting of a right-wing demonstrator as the city approaches 100 consecutive nights of Black Lives Matter demonstrations. The development came as protesters demonstrated late Monday outside the residence of Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler. They called on Wheeler to resign. Some Black community leaders are upset with the plan to put more officers on the streets. Portland police have been greatly criticized for using tear gas against protesters and for being overly aggressive. A supporter of the right-wing group who was shot dead on the Portland, Oregon street was mourned by both friends and President Donald Trump as a victim of mob violence. Just hours before he was shot in the chest Saturday night, 39-year-old Aaron J. Danielson and a friend were seen heading downtown to protect members of the group called Patriot Prayer. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.